I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program. It's Chris Moore, the Moore of Pittsburgh, on the radio with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Hold your calls for a moment, if you will, as we have a guest in this, the first hour of our program. We'll get to open talk in the remaining hours. Welcome, Gordon Krovitz. He is the co-CEO of NewsGuard. He's a journalist, an executive, former publisher, editorial board member, and opinion columnist for the Wall Street Journal, board member of Business Insider, editor or contributor to books published by the American Enterprise Institute and Heritage Foundation, the founder of Factiva and co-founder of Press Plus. He's also the co-founder in 2018 of NewsGuard, and that's why we invited him here. Tell us a little bit about NewsGuard in this day of fake news that is both labeled fake news and news sites that are fake. How does one develop the media literacy, Gordon, to tell the difference?
Chris, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate the time. NewsGuard was founded 3 years ago. My co-founder is Steve Brill, also a veteran journalist. The problem that we saw then, which has only gotten worse, is that it's really hard for people to tell the difference between a trustworthy news site and an untrustworthy one. In the old days, Chris, you know, before the internet, somebody in Philadelphia, say, might have gone to a newsstand and said, I'd like a copy of the Philadelphia Inquirer. I don't really want National Enquirer. One of them is a reliable local newspaper. The other one is a, you know, grocery store tabloid that'll tell you about aliens and topics like that. But when people are looking at their Facebook feed or their Twitter feed or on YouTube or the search result, or maybe Crazy Uncle Willie has shared something on social media, it's very hard to tell. Is this from a reliable source or an unreliable source?
Well, you developed some algorithms where people can tell the difference. Can you tell us about them?
Sure, Chris. What we did was we identified 9 basic criteria of journalistic practice that everybody agrees on, having to do with credibility and transparency, like, you know, do you disclose on your website who owns and controls the site? Do you have corrections? Topics like that. And we recruited a team of journalists, a pretty diverse team, different backgrounds and experiences. And every website is assessed based on those 9 criteria. We've rated and done what we call nutrition label write-ups for all the news and information websites that account for 95% of engagement online in the U.S. So that means that if you have access to our tools, pretty much anywhere on the internet or in your Facebook feed or Twitter, wherever you might be, you'll see a green icon alongside generally reliable sites and a red one warning you to proceed with caution. And in both cases, you can click through to see a full write-up about the nature of that site.
So how important is it in this day and age, and I know this is a real softball question, to develop this kind of media literacy?
I think it's so important. We were really surprised after we had done our ratings. We looked at our data, and we think you've got to be pretty bad to get a red rating from us. Of all of those sites accessed and engaged with by Americans every month, 40% of them, it turned out, got a red rating from us. A lot of those were healthcare hoax sites. sites publishing falsehoods about all sorts of things. Sites that will sell you a subscription to peach pits so that you don't have to get your cancer cured by a doctor. And that was all before COVID-19, which made things so much worse. So there are a lot of websites that are created in order to masquerade as reliable news sites and that turn out for one reason or another to publish misinformation and hoaxes. And people badly need a tool to help them tell the difference. For example, Chris, there's a website, I think it's cancer.net, another one called cancer.info. One of them is the website of the American Cancer Society, full of reliable information. And the other one, you know, will sell you a false cure for cancer. They look, both of them, like professionally produced sites. They look like they've been around and in business for a long time. And you have to have some level of expertise to be able to figure out that one is a quite reliable source of healthcare information, and the other one you'd be pretty much at risk to rely on.
Gordon, I really admire what you're doing, but I don't know if people are willing to go to your website and trust what you say and how you rate these people. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, we were talking about COVID-19 and whether people would take the vaccine or not. I had more calls from people who had what I thought was misinformation about COVID-19. And when I questioned where they got their information, they never could give me the details. So they've come to their beliefs and they're holding on to them no matter how a website is rated or if they're not using good media literacy skills to judge the information. I'm afraid you're like Sisyphus pushing that rock up the hill, man.
Well, there is a little bit of rock pushing. I grant you that. What we hope happens is that more of the companies on the Internet will provide their users with tools like ours. So, for example, people who are using a browser from Microsoft, their new browser called Edge, will get access to NewsGuard ratings when they see a news article. It's right there in their feed. They get instant information. There are lots of other companies that provide those tools, but there are some companies that don't yet provide tools like ours, like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And those are the places where so much of the misinformation exists. We've tracked now, Chris, I think it's 421 different websites publishing COVID-19 hoaxes. And if you're getting your news and information from those sites, it's not surprising that you're hesitant to take the vaccine.
Now, I understand if you want to subscribe to NewsGuard, you can do so for a 2-week free trial. And then there's a cost after that. Is that the way it works?
That is generally the way it works. We are making our HealthGuard product free until June. That's focused on healthcare information. And if you go to HealthGuard on your Chrome or Edge or Firefox extension, that's free until June in order to help people overcome this terrible infodemic of bad information about COVID-19. But generally, Chris, you're right that we're looking for companies to provide this information. In the United Kingdom, Chris, the largest provider of broadband, British Telecom, provides NewsGuard to all of its subscribers. It says, we didn't create the fake news or the misinformation on the Internet, but we're bringing the Internet to you, and we want to give you this tool to help you protect your families. We hope that Internet providers like Comcast and others will do the same thing, that feel some obligation to, just the way they protect people through parental controls, to help keep kids off pornography sites and other inappropriate places. But misinformation now is such a big problem that we hope that more digital platforms and Internet service providers and others will provide tools like ours.
Gordon Krovitz is an American media executive and co-founder of NewsGuard. We're talking about how to tell fake media websites one from the other. Our number is 866-391-1020. We're going to take this break and we'll come back. Stay with us. Media executive Gordon Krovitz is my guest. He co-founded NewsGuard in 2018, and we're talking about that organization and media literacy. You have programs that work with high schools and colleges to help develop media literacy. How do you find young people when it comes to media literacy these days? I often complain about what people don't know that I learned in my eighth grade civics classes, that people don't know about simple things about United States law and custom and those kinds of things. And I think media literacy sometimes is out the window. What do you say?
You know, I think the schools are really now so much more focused on news literacy than they were even a few years ago. You know, a few years ago, they might have taught that if a website ends with .org, that it's bound to be credible. That's supposed to be for nonprofits. But turns out there are a lot of people who use .org addresses for misinformation sites, knowing the people will be likelier to trust them. So we're delighted to be able to work with schools and universities. Kids, when they're doing research projects in high school and college, for example, we've been told before they had access to NewsGuard, would start doing research and they would see a claim on a misinformation site and go down some rabbit hole of hoaxes and end up doing a research paper that wasn't really based on facts.
Yeah, one leads to another, doesn't it? You do go down a rabbit hole.
And particularly on platforms like Facebook, if you start down one rabbit hole, they'll recommend you go down another one.
Yeah, it's hard to ever get out.
Right, absolutely. We're also very honored to be used by so many public libraries across the country. Librarians started downloading our browser extension. That's the extension that you can put on your desktop or laptop. And that's free for libraries, and they view it as a news literacy, practical news literacy tool. It's not political. We don't censor anything. We just give people the kind of information that in the old days before the internet, librarians could give about books or magazines. So there's a lot of need for news literacy among kids, but also among older people. And there's such an enormous amount of money in publishing hoax falsehoods it takes everybody focusing on, you know, is this source a generally reliable one? What do I know about it? Who controls it? Do they have some hidden agenda? Who are these guys? And as more and more people ask that kind of question, I think we'll end up with less misinformation.
One of the things you do if you go to your website is you give people a news quiz of sorts that helps them develop their media literacy. And some of those points that you talked about before, about who funds them, do they retract mistakes, how do they do that, all sorts of questions that you can use to develop your own media literacy, right?
Right. We did that quiz along with Microsoft, which is one of the companies that licenses our tools. And I think it's great for people to learn more about news literacy. But Chris, I have to tell you, even the professional staff at NewsGuard, senior journalists, often will have to do a lot of old-fashioned shoe leather reporting to find out if a particular website is what it says it is. So we have found networks of websites pretending, really masquerading as regular old local news sites that turn out to be secretly funded by political groups on the left and on the right. Both sides do it.
People call me all the time and talk about what the Koch brothers fund or what George Soros funds. And I think just knowing that little bit about a website that they fund, they've decided what the politics of it are based on that and that alone. They need to dig a little deeper, don't they?
They always have to dig deep. But I will tell you, Chris, there's a network of sites that's active in Pennsylvania, which is funded by a PAC. And the PAC, the Political Action Committee, told its funders, we're going to create local websites. They're going to look like local news sites. They'll have names like the Keystone in Pennsylvania or the Copper Courier in Arizona. Sound like they've been around forever as local news sites. But the purpose is to slant the news one side. In this case, it's to support left-wing politicians and to promote those stories on Facebook, but to present the website as a regular old independent down-the-middle local news site. And there's similar ones on the right also active in Pennsylvania. So people do have to be careful, but we also see the phenomenon of people who ought to know better funding these websites that are hiding their intent and hiding who's behind them, which I think is a terrible risk for journalism. And it's no surprise that people trust news outlets less if there's so many untrustworthy news outlets.
Have you found that major companies are reluctant now to advertise on some websites?
Absolutely, Chris. They're now so terrified, many companies, of having their ads end up on terrible websites. The really big advertisers have told their ad agencies, just keep me off news altogether. It's too risky to be there. So we've actually developed a product for those advertisers, telling them for the highest quality sites, the ones that get the highest score from NewsGuard, it's safe to advertise on those sites. You're not going to be embarrassed. It's going to be all right. And by the way, those news sites really need the revenue. What's happening now, Chris, is companies will either tell their ad agency, keep me off news sites altogether, or they will use what are called keyword block lists. And that's a list of words where they just won't have their ads running on that web page. Those words could include words like Biden or Trump or COVID, but they could also include words like Black and Hispanic and Asian and gay. And the result of that is that the news websites serving those communities have an especially hard time gathering advertising. So NewsGuard, we have a special program where even if a website's not in the top 95% of engagement in the country, we go out of our way to be sure we rated that site. So, for example, in Pittsburgh, the New Pittsburgh Courier is a very high-quality site. It's been around for decades, serving the Black community in Pittsburgh. Gets a high rating from us, and we hope we'll be able to return some advertising revenue to it to help fund news, the news that it does. But it's a big problem. Chris, half of all the advertising in the U.S. now is digital, and half the digital advertising is programmatic, being placed by computers. And that's where big advertisers are now scared to have their ads run.
Well, you've anticipated my next question. It's not just enough to have these computer algorithms determine where your ads should appear, is it? Or if a website is fraudulent or fake or left-leaning or right-leaning.
Right. Advertisers should know all about sites. They should know more than they do now about the nature of websites. Until we started doing these ratings of publishers, advertisers tell us they really didn't have any way of knowing. So they became risk-averse. They kept their ads off. Sometimes, too often, they'd end up having their ads on misinformation sites, and the way they've been responding to that is to say, just keep me off news altogether. So part of our mission is to try to encourage advertisers, while keeping their ads off of hoax sites, returning some of that advertising to high-quality news sites.
Have other journalists found NewsGuard useful? Again, I'm throwing you softballs, but...
Well, I appreciate the softballs, Chris. Well, you know, one thing that we've done that I think publishers appreciate is, you know, we're using these 9 basic criteria that publishers, left, right, center, everybody agrees these are universal basic criteria of journalistic practice. We rate every site regardless of its politics or the community that it's serving. So there are right-leaning sites that get perfect scores, left-leaning sites that get perfect scores, and ones that get terrible scores. It's based on the journalism, not based on their point of view. And a lot of sites, about a quarter of all the websites that we've rated, have done something to improve their adherence to those 9 criteria. in order to get a better score from us.
So they've reacted then. You're accomplishing your mission.
We appreciate it, and about a quarter of the websites have improved their disclosure or some other practice, including some, you know.
All right, let me interrupt you because we have to take these commercial breaks on time. We'll come back with your phone calls next. 866-391-1020 is the number. Our number here is 866-391-1020. Gordon Krovitz is our guest. He's an American media executive, former editor of editorial pages. In 2018, he co-founded NewsGuard. How do you tell the fake news from the real news? It's the question of the day. 866-391-1020 is our number. Let's go to the phones. And Ed in Somerset, you're on KDK with Gordon Krovitz.
Hello, Chris.
Hi.
For your guests, I want to ask a question. You mentioned the word journalist. When I think of journalist, I think of a guy, I guess I'm an old man, because I hunts down a story for a newspaper and then, you know, writes it up in the paper. What do you think a journalist is?
Ed, that's a great question. And you described one journalistic function, which is trying to report the news, ideally doing that fairly and accurately. Of course, there's another form of journalism as well, which is, you know, having an opinion, expressing an opinion. And so long as that is labeled as opinion so people know what they're getting, then that's a good form of journalism also.
But isn't a journalist that, you know, hunts down the story, writes it, and reports it?
Right.
I think we've answered that question. Is there anything else, Ed?
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. 866-391-1020 is the number. We're asking a question now, how do you tell fake news from real news? And NewsGuard, the organization that our guest has co-founded, is trying valiantly to answer that question. Maybe people just tuned in. So, Gordon, I'd like to go over some of the models again that you use to determine if a website that you might go to get your news is legitimate. And how should one do that? How should you approach it with media literacy?
So what we do at NewsGuard is we rate all the news and information websites that account for 95% of engagement by people online. We use 9 basic criteria. These are the ones we look at. They have to do with credibility. Does the site repeatedly publish false content, for example? And transparency. If you're at a website, can you tell who owns it? Does it have a corrections policy? Those kind of criteria. Using those 9 criteria, we give every website a point score from 0 to 100 and a green rating for ones that are generally trustworthy and a red rating when we encourage people to proceed with caution because that site is not a reliable website. It's difficult to do. The work takes our trained journalists sometimes days to get to the bottom of who actually owns a website, who controls it. So it's real hard for normal people just thumbing through their Facebook feed or their Twitter feed or in a search result to have any idea of the nature of the source of that news. And that's why we have tools, our own browser extension, or there are lots of companies now that will provide our data and tools to people in order to create a safer internet for them.
I wonder if the organizations or sites that you give a red flag to or red label are fighting back and saying, well, who in the heck is NewsGuard? Who died and made you king? I wonder if they're fighting back with more misinformation and how that's combated.
It's interesting, Chris. We were wondering how they would respond as well when we set out to create the company. There's really 2 buckets. One is the news sites that know that they're publishing misinformation. So, for example, RT, which used to be called Russia Today, mm-hmm. funded by Vladimir Putin's government, its purpose is to spread divisiveness in democracies and to publish false information. When they got their red rating from NewsGuard, they wrote news articles asking that question, who are these guys to rate us and why should we be rated anyway. But they didn't say that the 9 criteria that we use are in any way the wrong ones. They're just not really in the journalism business, although they pretend to be. But then there's another category, Chris, of sites. Some of them are run by people who are really interested in some topic or another, but were never really trained as journalists. And they, when our analysts reach out to them to talk about their nine criteria, sometimes I'll ask questions like, what's a corrections policy? How do we do that? And we've had many, many cases.
You mean to tell me they've never considered that before? What's the corrections policy if they publish something wrong?
You know, if you don't grow up as a journalist, but you end up practicing journalism, sometimes things like that, you know, just you hadn't thought about it. But when they do think about it, they'll start doing it. And so we've had a number of sites that went from being red rated to being green rated just by looking at the 9 criteria and, you know, gaming our system. We want people to game the system. We'd be happy if every source in everybody's Facebook feed was trustworthy and reliable. But we sure are a long way from that.
You mentioned RT, but I see that former President Trump is talking about establishing some sort of a news organization so he can get his word out unfiltered. And I wonder how, I know it's yet to be decided, and I see the MyPillow guy, who is a big donator to the Trump campaign, is talking about establishing a news website too. These websites continue to come online. This is a never-ending process for NewsGuard, isn't it?
It does never end. There are new sites all the time. Sometimes they're networks of websites where they add new sites with different names, but some of the same content. But the benefit of giving people news about the general trustworthiness of the site is that we're able to do that quickly. And if you have access to our tools, you'll see right away if it's from a site that has published falsehoods before, it's likely to come with a red rating. So, for example, Chris, you may remember the hoax that it was 5G technology that caused COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
That became very popular. It led to some rioting in Britain and Canada. It was terrible. Some attacks on, you know, Comcast engineers were putting up 5G. Well, the website that originated that hoax had already been rated red by NewsGuard. It was a French website that had previously published that 5G caused cancer, also untrue. And so anybody who had access to our data would say, well, this website published falsehoods in the past. It may not be true that 5G caused COVID-19. I better take it with a grain of salt.
Well, you know, I don't call myself a journalist, but I call myself a talk show host. But I try to make sure I'm presenting legitimate information. And I presented Dr. Deborah Davis, who has looked at a number of international studies that say that we are using old criteria to judge 5G. And that increased radiation could cause cancer. So I wonder how I should look at those kinds of websites that talk about these things. They don't say it does cause cancer, but they say that there needs to be. What she tells me is we're in the early stages, just like we were about cigarettes in the 1950s, and we just don't know what harm they could cause because we're using old standards to judge it.
Right. And we look for sites that falsely make a claim such as it is proven that mm-hmm. 5G causes cancer or 5G causes COVID-19. That's the problem, to make claims that are unsubstantiated and false. So, of course, open discussion about any topic is good. What's not so good is a news site claiming that something is definitely true or definitely false when that is not proven.
Well, how can you have that kind of open discussion? For instance, on the Second Amendment, you know what the NRA website is going to say, and you know what Ceasefire Pennsylvania's website is going to say, and there's so much conflicting information. How do you referee that?
Right. I think the task for news consumers is, you know, if you're on the NRA site, you need to know what their point of view is. If you're looking for, you know, arguments on both sides of the issue, there are you know, opinion outlets on the left and on the right that are responsible and try to make their opinions based on the facts. And those are the kind of sites that get a very high rating from us. They can be on any side of an issue, but so long as they are making their argument based on facts, then they're adding to public debate and making it easier for people to make up their own minds what they think.
So NewsGuard is doing the legwork for you, that kind of stuff that Ed is talking about, the old-fashioned journalistic legwork to see who funds it, what their opinions are, do they have a corrections policy, those other nine criteria that you talk about, where you can look at it and judge, and you get the good housekeeping standard of approval. Is that what NewsGuard hopes to be?
It's a very good comparison, Chris. That's exactly what we hope to be. You know, there's so much misinformation. It's so hard for people to tell, is this a reliable information or not? Everybody needs a tool these days to help them, and that's what we're trying to provide.
866-391-1020 is our number. Veteran journalist and editorial page editor and business man is with us, Gordon Kovitz. He is the co-founder of NewsGuard, which seeks to look at websites and determine if their news is on the up and up, if it leans left or it leans right. Our number is 866-391-1020. We have one more segment with him. If you have a question, give us a call. We'll take this commercial break and come right back. Media executive Gordon Kovitz is our guest, co-founder of NewsGuard. Gordon, I'm sure you heard that commercial. Everybody's advertising everywhere. And I think that people don't want to do the homework that you're doing for them. They may not even want to go to your website and do it because they have settled where they like, whether they're on the left and they like CNN or MSNBC or they like One America News or Newsmax. I think they've settled into what confirms their suspicions, and they're not really ready to do the hard work that you're doing for them.
Chris, I think that we do live in a highly divided country these days, and that sometimes does happen here in the United States. And I think you're right that people are sort of tribal about the news that they like to see. On the other hand, nobody really wants to share news with their friends or relatives that turns out to be false. Nobody wants to be thought of as a, you know, crazy person or somebody who believes conspiracies. And one way to protect yourself against that is to know, am I sharing information from a source that's generally reliable or one where I better really think twice about whether I want to believe it or I want to share it with others? And since we now live in an era where most people are getting their news from social media, from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, younger people now, TikTok, places like that, they are rife with misinformation. And there are many sites that are created in order to spread misinformation on those platforms. And those platforms are only too happy to spread the misinformation because they still get the ad revenue, which is what drives their business.
All right. So how do we get to NewsGuard, and what's the website, and how do we utilize it?
Right. So if you go to newsguardtech.com, there's a button right there on the homepage that says Get NewsGuard. And if you click on that, then it will allow you to download what's called our browser extension. So if you're using Chrome or Safari or Firefox or Edge, from then on, you'll get a green icon or a red icon and access to labels giving you more information about a site. That's a subscription product on most browsers, but if you happen to use Edge, which is from Microsoft, they're making NewsGuard available for free to people. So if you download it on Edge, it'll be free for your family. You can download it as many times as you like on whatever computers your family uses. And you'll be able to see from then on, you know, in your Facebook feed or Twitter feed or wherever you're seeing your news, you'll get this tool to help you understand, is this a reliable source or not a reliable source?
And again, you have programs that work with schools to develop media literacy and libraries too, right?
That's right. Any public library that would like to download NewsGuard, we have a free program for them, and we have a special program for schools and for universities.
866-391-1020 is the number. We go to Hope in Pittsburgh. Hope, you're on KDK. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Just want to ask a question. So, you know, since we're so, inundated with this information called conspiracy theory, I normally, check several different, news feeds to find out what actually is true. And some of them do tell you if this is just my opinion or not. But, going back to 2016 with the Russian interference in the election, do you go so far to say that they did have an impact on the turnout?
Mm-hmm. I think the 2016 was the year when we could see how much mischief the Russians in particular could perpetrate on a democracy. You may recall they created some essentially fake Facebook accounts pro and con on Trump. And at one point, they had opposing demonstrations in some town in Texas, all created by RT, by Vladimir Putin's propaganda operation. The digital platforms, Facebook and others, did not take responsibility then, and honestly, they haven't taken responsibility now. They don't provide the kind of tools that they should to help protect their users from misinformation, to help make it easier for people to know, is this a reliable source or an unreliable source? The digital platforms, are not held responsible the way newspapers and magazines or broadcasters like this radio station are held to account for the content that they
But offer. Gordon, doesn't that bring up who is going to be the arbiter not only of taste but of truth?
Right, and ultimately consumers should be in a position to decide, do I believe this or not? Am I going to believe news and information from this source or am I not? So the more tools that consumers can have access to help arm them with the information they need to decide what to believe, the faster some of these bad actors, whether it's Russian disinformation or others, will have their influence reduced. You know, Chris, the example I like to give is RT, that Russian propaganda operation, was the first news channel on YouTube to get 1 billion users.
Wow.
And an executive from YouTube, owned by Google, went on the air to celebrate RT's accomplishment. And the Google executive said, RT is authentic. It's not propaganda. Silicon Valley has a lot of skills, but news judgment is not one of them. And so long as these digital platforms dominate how Americans get their news and information, Americans are going to have to take steps on their own or with more responsible companies like Microsoft and others that are trying to give consumers the tools they need to protect themselves and their families from misinformation.
Well, that goes back to, again, my eighth grade civics classes and laissez-faire and what's a business, and I'm not responsible for truth. We're just there to publish stuff. Tell us where we can find NewsGuard and how we can best use it.
Right. So NewsGuardTech.com, if you go to that website, one click and you'll be able to get access to NewsGuard's ratings of news websites and nutrition labels telling me more about the news site. It's in the form of a browser extension, so it'll be right there on your computer. Wherever you are on the Internet, Facebook or Twitter or in a search result, you'll see green ratings alongside generally reliable news sites and red ones alongside sites where you really would do well to proceed with caution before believing what you see.
All right. Gordon Krovitz, media executor, co-founder of NewsGuard. Thank you very much for your time, sir. I think you're providing an important resource in this era of fake news for all of us to use. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the time.
All right. Take care. I'm Chris Moore. Open Talk when we return. Our number is 866-391-1020.